Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
Lord, him whom you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, he said, "This illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go to Judea again." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just now seeking to stone you, and are you going there again?" Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. Let us go to him." So Thomas, called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." That's a portion of John, the 11th chapter, verses 3 through 16. Does it surprise you that Thomas would be the one to make this statement to the other disciples? We know that Thomas had been labeled the doubter because after the Lord's resurrection, he said he would not believe that Jesus arose until he could see in his hands the mark of the nails and place his hand into his side. He would never believe the testimony of the other disciples who had seen Jesus. It was 8 days later that Jesus appeared again to the disciples, and he addressed Thomas's doubt. "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." This same doubter shows us a courage, a trust, and willingness to follow Jesus into the dangers that seem to be very present in their return to Judea. Thomas placed his life on the line to go with Jesus. We too should be willing to trust Jesus as the Lord as well.
Oh!
There was great danger for Jesus and his followers. Jesus had told them of that which was to happen to him, and although they heard his predictions of death, they must not have understood it all at that time. The Lord knew what he would do. He knew he would return to Judea, and he would raise his friend back to life. The fact that Jesus delayed his return and that he knew that Lazarus was dead tells us that nothing at all escapes the Lord's knowledge. He wanted to wait so that his disciples and others would come to believe in him as the one who gives life, and his power stretched further than the grave. Lazarus had been dead for 4 days when Jesus came and tells them to roll away the stone. Then he calls his friend to come out of the grave, and Lazarus obeys the Lord's command, and he comes out bound in his grave clothes. Let's get back to Thomas and his statement that we should follow Jesus back to Judea and face death itself. There was much uncertainty in following the Lord back to Judea. They also had the fear of death before them if they did. We must acknowledge a much different picture of Thomas than that of doubter. He shows us a courage that is based upon the faith that he had in Jesus. He did not mince any words. He was willing and ready to die with Jesus, his Messiah. The disciples had already questioned the wisdom of returning to Judea. Death seemed to be waiting for them. They must have been fearful of what lay ahead. However, Thomas speaks up with a confidence the others may not have had at that moment. Thomas chose to be loyal to Jesus. He chose to risk his own life to show his faith over fear. Jesus had taught his followers that to seek to save one's life on this earth would mean losing it eternally. And then Jesus promises that if anyone lost their life for his sake, they would be saved. I'm not sure if Thomas was remembering those words of Jesus, but he chose to follow rather than to be safe. Not only did he make that choice for himself, but he challenged his fellow disciples to join him in returning to face the dangers that lay ahead. Those men who followed Jesus went with him to see the great miracle of the Lord calling his friend Lazarus back to life. Because they followed Jesus, their faith was secured more fully than ever before. The chaos of that time would bring much trouble to them. They would forsake the Lord, deny him, and even betray him. But their faith in him would survive all the trauma of that time. How about us? We live in an unstable world. We're not certain what may take place in the near future. We are sometimes confused and troubled over events that take place. Do we become worried over those things we do not have any control? We find out from Thomas and his fellow disciples that following the Lord Jesus does not depend on our having all the answers of what lies ahead. What we need is faith to place our lives into his hands and just follow him. The Lord Jesus turned sorrow into joy, death into life again. Jesus took away the tears and replaced them with a blessing that reached beyond the grave. Where he leads us, we will follow. The pathway may be hard. We know the ultimate offer of eternal life is ours. Whatever our circumstances, the one thing we can be sure of is that Jesus will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. I pray all of our listeners today know Jesus and are walking by faith in him as the King of Kings and the Lord of all Lords. He is the risen Savior. If you have not been following him, he's inviting you to do so today.
Take my life, a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do.
upon my life and realized at last within myself there's nothing I can do. Yet here I stand to offer all I am and give myself completely, Lord, to you. Take my life, a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you. I cannot be content until I reach that place. How little I have given up to you. Lord, break down my will, make my desires your own. I long to give my everything to you. Take my life, sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you. Take my life a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.